His hand, His hand, His hand, His Jesus, His bigs are true, and I'm to share, oh yeah, the voice of Jesus. The Spirit has known in Sarah's song, Jesus' name on mortal tongue, oh, Jesus, God, oh, live the sound, Jesus, blessed Jesus, your man is our own, forgiven, oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Go on, you will, in peace to hear, and wear a crown of Jesus. Sweet as snow in Sarah's song, oh, sweet as name on mortal tongue, oh, sweet as God, oh, live us high, Jesus, 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 all glory to the dying Lamb, I now believe in Jesus. I love the presence in His name. I love the name of Jesus. Oh, sweet as known. Oh, sweet as name. Oh, sweet as God, oh, live the sound of Jesus Christ, Jesus. And when to death pride ruled above, we rise to be with Jesus. We'll sing around the throne of love, His name, name of Jesus. Oh, sweet as snow in Sarah's song, sweet as name on mortal tongue, sweet as God, your liver sound, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Sweet as snow, sweet as snow in Sarah's song, sweet as name on mortal tongue, oh, sweet as God, oh, live the sound, Jesus Christ, Jesus.
Keep it song, song. What song? Keep it song, song. Just a prayer song.
On earth I want to be like you. Oh, true life's gift. heaven to glory, I only am to be like Him,
to be like
Jesus, to be like Jesus, on earth I know, oh, to be like Him. On true life journey, oh, from bed to glory, I only am to be like Him. Oh, to be like Jesus. Oh, to be like Jesus, on earth I long. Oh, to be like Him. That's our prayer, Lord. We want to be like You, Lord Jesus.
All through the life journey,
as we pass through this pilgrimage. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. From earth here to glory, we want to be like You, Lord. We want to be like You. Oh, that's why, Lord Jesus, we cannot wait when there is an opportunity for us to come to Your house, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank You, we bless You, we give You the glory. Oh, yes, Lord, that's our prayer tonight. There is no one, oh Lord Jesus, that we would like to identify ourselves with than You, Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord, tonight.
Like Him.
You've given us grace once more, O Lord, to be in Your house.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
We surrender, Lord, ourselves to You, O God. We bring our sacrifices, Lord. That tonight, Lord Jesus, even as we are thanking You for the day, Lord, we are with all expectation tonight. To hear that word of life. Because we want to be like You, Lord. We want to be like You, Lord. That's our prayer tonight, Lord. Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus, for the day. We thank You, Lord, for our working places. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for our children going to school and back. We thank You, Lord, for our homes, the sustaining power that, Lord, You fed us and You clothed us, Lord. And Hallelujah. Father, we thank You above all the grace that Lord Jesus You've given to us. To be in Your presence, Lord. Father, we want to be like You. Amen. That is why when the doorbells ring in our hearts, oh, we cannot do anything but to run to Your house, O God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You, Lord, this evening. We know there is something in store for us. So Lord, we pray that You grant us the ears to hear. Amen. And above all, the heart to receive, O God. Amen. Father, even as we turn to Your word, we pray that, Lord, You bless it. Amen. The Holy Spirit, which we know is already here. Amen. Oh, come, take over. Hallelujah. You are the teacher.
Amen.
You are the guide.
Hallelujah.
Oh, without You, Lord, we know nothing. And Father, we thank You even for the prophet that You sent to our age.
Amen.
We thank You that, Lord, by grace You made us to recognize Him.
Amen.
And that, Lord, we are under this message.
Amen.
We bless You, Lord. We thank You. Bless Your word, O God.
Amen.
Father, I just put myself away.
Amen.
Because I want to hear from You also.
Amen.
Lord, speak to us. We are all with ears.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you as you're still standing. We are still on our studies on the Godhead. And tonight we've come to one very important point where many churches, many Christians, they stand upon to be their basis that there is Trinity. But tonight the Lord Jesus himself, the Holy Spirit, is here. Amen. To break his word to us. And so one of the we are going to read two of the scriptures that they point to. And we will see how the Holy Spirit will answer that question for us. Amen. And I overheard that there are some prayer requests. Sister Lily and our brother RL. Prayer time, we shall remember those requests before the Lord. And even we believe that this hour, that's right, the Lord has already taken Amen. Control of the situation. Amen. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. God Richie bless you. Amen. Let's turn to Acts 7:55 and 56. And let us see one point which many stand upon to say that there is Trinity. And then we shall read Romans 8:31-34. First, let's turn to Acts 7:55-56. And it is about the right hand of God. But he, that's Stephen, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Let's turn to our second reading. Romans 8:31-34. Romans 8:31-34. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us. Oh, maybe we have something here to pray over. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all, for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Oh, yes, sir. He will give us all things tonight. Amen. All our requests tonight. Who shall lay anything in the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. Oh, Heavenly Father, these are your words. Bless your word, O God. Amen. We want to know the interpretation thereof, the mystery that is hidden here, Lord. We want the revelation. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God richly bless you. Be seated. Can you say that these people, without a revelation, they are not far from right, isn't it? Huh? Because here is it, Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Huh? My brother. How can you disprove this? Praise the Lord. We have a revelation. Amen. We have a prophet in the camp.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because from this, Brother Ara, is it not two people? I think two people. Huh? That's the way how we see it. That Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So that's why our Jehovah Witness brothers, for them they said it is two God, it is not Trinity. Amen. Now let's see something. Let's look at the scripture closely. I want to ask you a question. What did Stephen see? What did Stephen see when he looked up steadfastly into heaven? He saw the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Take notice of that. He saw the glory of God. He saw the glory of God. Because no man has ever seen God.
Amen.
He saw the glory of God. Amen. And one time, even Moses pleaded that he wanted to see what? God.
Amen.
You remember that?
Amen.
Moses pleaded that he wanted to see God. Let us turn to Exodus 33. Reading from 17 to 23. Moses wanted to see the face of God. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Oh, the Lord knows us by name. And he said, as Moses, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, as God said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face. You can't see my face.
Amen.
For there shall no man
Amen.
See me and live.
Amen. Amen.
No man can look at my face and live. And so did Stephen's. So, did Stephen see God?
Christ.
He saw the glory of God.
Christ.
Because we are coming on that.
Amen.
He saw the glory of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because you can see God.
Amen.
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 God himself telling Moses, you can't see my face and live. Behold, 21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take mine hand, and thou shalt see the back part. But my face shall not be seen. Amen.
Amen.
My face shall not be seen. And we have other scriptures like John 1:18. John 1:18. He said, no man has seen God at any time. the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Amen. The only thing we can know of God is what? Christ Jesus. He has declared what? God. Because the fullness bodily of God was in what? Was in Christ. Amen. That's why he said, no man knoweth the Father, but what? The Son. And no one knows the Son, but the Father. And then, to Brother Tommy, whom I will reveal it to.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is what? There is a mystery there.
Amen.
Who the Father is and who the Son is. Praise God. No man has seen God at any time. But Christ has declared him. Amen. And then 1 John 4:12. The same thing there. 1 John 4:12. There also he said, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us. And his love has been perfected in us. If we believe God, if the love of God is in us and we love one another, he abides in us. God abides in us. As Jesus said, the Father is in me and I am in the Father.
Amen.
So God comes in here. And when he comes in here, it's no more you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Spiritually, when Christ comes in here, you are still the same, Brother Shepherd. But what? There's someone in you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are not two persons. But someone is in you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And doing the works.
Amen.
Your desires.
Hallelujah.
It's not by your own.
Amen.
It is who that is in you that fixes what? Your desires.
Amen.
Fixes your choice.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what Stephen saw was not a personality, a person, or a man. That's not what Stephen saw. He saw the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. So it wasn't what? Because he cannot see God. No one has seen God and live. He saw the glory of God. Is that clear?
Amen.
So now, what is this glory of God? Now let's look at what the glory of God is. The children of Israel, in the wilderness, they were privileged to see the glory of God. They were privileged one time to see what? The glory of God. So let us go to that place. Exodus 24. Let's read from, so that we know what the glory of God is. What Stephen actually saw. Every answer is in what? Is in here. Here. Exodus 24:15-17. Let's read. And Moses went up into the mount, and the cloud covered the mount, and the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days, and The seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now listen to verse 17 closely. And the sight of the glory of God was like a devouring fire on top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. Amen. The glory of God was like what? A devouring fire. That was what Stephen saw. Praise the Lord. It was out of this devouring fire, this glory of God, God spoke to Moses in the burning bush. Praise the Lord. We know the story when one day Moses, now humbled, humbled, was keeping what? The sheep of Jethro. And then he saw a sight, a bush burning. But it wasn't being destroyed. Real devouring fire, but yet the bush was still in. What a wondrous sight. And you know the story already. When he approached it, the glory of God. Amen. A devouring fire. But still, it doesn't destroy. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Devouring fire. It looks as if, devouring fire, but it doesn't destroy. Amen. My brother, my sister, if the glory of God is in you,
amen.
You will be on fire. You'll be like a devouring fire, but you'll not destroy your brother.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That is the glory of God is in your life.
Amen.
You'll be on fire.
Amen.
But that fire doesn't destroy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Show that the glory of God is in your life.
Amen.
But there are other fires anyway. There are other fires, Brother George, that destroy. Yeah, hellfire, it destroys. Huh? There are other fires that destroy. So what kind of fire is in your life? What kind of fire is in your life? Is it the glory of God? All the fires that destroy. Let's watch it. Amen. So that is what was Stephen saw. The glory of God. A devouring fire. Amen. But it doesn't destroy. Because on the seventh day, God called Moses to enter. Amen. To come in. He didn't want to burn Moses.
Amen.
On the seventh day, he said the glory of God was on Mount Sinai for 6 days, and on the seventh day, he called what Moses to come in. He didn't burn Moses.
Amen.
That's the glory of God.
Amen.
If you can destroy your brother, destroy your sister, then my brother, the fire that is in you is not God's fire.
Amen.
Amen. We got to be on fire.
Amen.
We got to be on fire, my sister.
Amen.
But the fire must be what? The glory of God.
Hallelujah.
And so one time, you see, you cannot see God. One time, God told Moses, go and tell the children of Israel to sanctify themselves. I'm coming down to speak to them. Hey. So Moses told them, God is coming to speak to you people. Hey, I could see that day in the camp. Hey, today we are going to see God. So the Bible said they washed their clothes. They washed their clothes. Praise the Lord. So 2 days they must all sanctify themselves. And I could see the camp. Brother, hey, we are going to see God. Hey, God is going to, I will ask him some questions, you see. Real strong questions. Hallelujah. Amen. Then that day, the third day, they got themselves ready. God is coming. It started with what? Thundering! Thundering! Lightning! Shop, shop, shop! Hey, what is this? Praise the Lord. Amen. The noise of trumpets! Amen. And it was blowing louder, louder, louder! Amen. Let's turn to Exodus 20. Read 18 to 19. You can't see God. Amen. But Jesus has declared him. Amen. Amen. That's what we've just read. Jesus has what? Declared him. Amen. And all the people saw the thunderings. But if you want to read the whole, you later you can turn to Exodus 19. You read from 9 to 20. How they prepared themselves. You see there. Exodus 19, 9 to 20. But let's read Exodus 20, 18 to 19. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet. And the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed. They took their heels. They ran away. Amen. Because there was a warning that even the mountain, don't touch it. If you touch it, you die. Amen. And they stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. You see it? Amen. Amen. No one has ever seen God. Amen. And this mighty, almighty God, if he has to come, my brother, where will we stand? Can we? But he still needed to come. Amen. 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 He still needed to do what? To come. So now we can conclude that Stephen saw Jesus standing on the right side of that glory. Not a man. But he was standing on what? Standing at what? The right side of that glory. And we are coming on that. Praise the Lord. And what does that signify? That is the part of God which we can behold and we can touch. Is what? Is the right hand, which is Christ. Christ is the right hand of God. But we can see God. Amen. But he revealed his right hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He revealed his right hand. Amen. To declare who he is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you getting it? Amen. Well, where is the scripture for it? Let's turn to Isaiah 59. If you read Isaiah 59:1, one, the whole, you will see the condition of the people. You see the condition of a people like we are now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 59:1-17. You see a condition of a people, but we cannot read all because of time. Find time to read. There was what? A condition that was so, it wasn't in God's line. That was not the purpose of God. The condition of man, what, that wasn't the purpose of God for man, but it was happening. Praise the Lord. It was going on. I wish we could read all, but read it. And so, God looked at the whole thing. Let's read verse 16. God looked at the condition. And he said what? Now look at it closely. And he saw that there was no man. Oh, hallelujah. And wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him. And his righteousness, it sustained him. Now let's look at it again. He saw the condition of man. The condition of what? This of man that he has created. Said, no, this is not what my plan for man. This is not what the purpose why I created man. And but he looked around. There was no man. Okay, where was Jesus? Now God said there was no man. Where was Jesus? Where was the Holy Ghost? Where were they? God saw that he needed to what? He wanted to send someone, but there was no man. Oh, what he had with him was what? Already we have seen what? Letters. Letters is what? The host of heaven. As what? The angels. The seraphims. That were with him all the time. We have already, we've understood that one. Amen. When it said letters, it wasn't what? Son or Holy Ghost that was at the right and left of him. But it was what? The angels. Which we have proved it already. So he said, there was no man. Oh. And wondered. There was no an intercessor. So what would God have to do? That's what we've read. Therefore his arm. Amen. Therefore his arm had to bring salvation unto him. And his righteousness, it has what? Sustain him. Verse 17. And that right arm put on righteousness as what? Breastplate. An helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on what? The garment of vengeance for clothing. And was clad with the zeal as a cloak. Amen. That's the whole armor of God. Amen. Jesus Christ. So the arm of God had to come. Had to come and declare. Had to come and bring salvation. For he, God himself, no man can see him. And so his right arm had to put on flesh. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. His right arm has to what? To come and do the salvation. Amen. The work of salvation. So the arm of God became what? The intercessor. Not another man. Not another person. But his arm had to what? To come and do the work of what? Interceding. And that is what we read in our second scripture. Praise the Lord. And tonight he's there. Interceding for us. He will intercede for our sister Lily. For our brother, our mother, he's going to intercede. Amen. And he has already done it. Because he said, by my stripes, ye are healed.
Amen.
He did it because it will happen.
Amen.
And if it has happened, we have to call upon that word tonight.
Amen.
So, the arm of God became the intercessor. Let us read more on this right arm of God. Another scripture is Isaiah 40, 10 and 11. He said, behold, the Lord will come. See, the Lord God will come. But when he came, look at the thundering, the lightning, and all those things. And people could not even stand. And we cannot look at his face because you can't, when you look at him, you can't leave. But he said, the Lord God will come.
Amen.
With what? With a strong hand.
Amen.
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 A strong hand.
Amen.
And his arm shall rule for him.
Amen.
Behold, his reward is with him.
Amen.
And his work is before him. Who is he talking here? Is it not Christ?
Amen.
Amen. And Christ is what? The arm of God.
Amen.
It's not a second person. The right hand of God.
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Not a second person. Because God looked and there was no man.
Amen.
There was no intercessor. And his arm brought him what?
Amen.
That work of salvation. Verse 11, it says, and he shall feed his flock like a shepherd.
Yes.
Who is he? Oh, Christ, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's Jesus Christ, the good shepherd.
Amen.
And he shall gather the lambs with his arms.
Amen.
And we are the lambs.
Amen.
Amen. And carry them in his bosom. Oh, yes, sir. Where are you now? We are in the bosom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, make your pillow. There's a song. He said, what? Brother George, what is it? Make a...
Huh?
No. That song.
Uh-huh.
Don't you want your bosom to be your pillow? Ah, hallelujah.
Amen.
See? We are in his bosom.
Amen.
Where are you?
Amen.
Have you made your pillow there?
Mm.
Or any other place? Oh, my brother, there is a soft place where there's
Amen.
A place where we can what? Really have a comfortable.
Amen.
And we will be what? We'll be in that secret place. No one can touch you. Amen. And shall gently lead those that are with what? With young. Let's look at another creature. Isaiah 52:10. He said, the Lord had made bare. As he has what? Revealed. He has made it what? Open. His holy arm. In the eyes of all the nations. See? Jesus Christ, the arm of God.
Amen.
He has made it what? Bare. In the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the
Amen.
Earth shall see the salvation
Amen.
Of our
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Through whom? Through his right hand.
Amen.
Not a second person. Amen.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
Hallelujah.
And the Word was with God.
Amen.
And the Word was God.
Amen.
And the Word was made flesh.
Amen.
to dwell amongst us. Amen. And we saw his glory.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at another scripture in Psalms 98:1. Psalm 98:1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory.
Amen.
Oh yes, Jesus had gotten the victory. When was that victory? On Calvary.
Amen.
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 On Calvary.
Amen.
Where we had the victory.
Hallelujah.
Over death. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
His what? His right hand.
Amen.
His holy arm.
Amen.
Had what? Gotten him, God.
Amen.
What? The victory.
Amen.
That we cannot see God. When he comes now, when he was coming to the camp, look at what happened. The people had to run away. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He can't come in that way. But he will allow his word. His right hand to declare him. That is what Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. To be with us here so that we can touch him.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even with all our infirmities, we can touch him.
Amen.
But that day when he was coming, even the mountain, if you touch it, you will die.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So he had to what? He had to let his right hand. You can't see God. Stephen didn't see God. He saw the glory of God. And it was what? The right side of that glory. And is it not Christ the right side? Is it not where he came from? Say, I go back to where I come from. Going back to where? The right side where? Which came to declare. That's the only part of God we can see with our eyes.
Amen.
Christ declaring what? The Almighty God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is it getting in?
Amen.
Amen. You can't see God. So he went back to the right side, right hand side of what? That glory, that God. So when you see it, you cannot see God. You see his glory. But the other part that he revealed to you, that's the only part you see. That's Christ Jesus. That's what Stephen saw.
Amen.
Amen. Not one person, God and Jesus also standing on the what? On the right side. No, sir. He went back to where he belonged.
Amen.
Amen. And from there, he's in doing what? Intercession
Amen.
For us.
Amen.
Seated on what? That his own position again.
Amen.
The only part that we can see, visibly see, through grace, we can see God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's look at one mystery here, another revelation here. We will notice that the same right hand of God, the intercessor, Jesus Christ, that brought salvation to the world, is the same right hand of God, Christ, that led the children through Israel, the children of Israel through the wilderness to the promised land. That same.
Amen.
When the children of God were going through the wilderness, there was a rock that was what? Following them. That was the rock that gave them what? Water.
Amen.
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 See? Let's turn to Exodus 17. Exodus 17:3-6. We are going to see that it's the same Christ Jesus. He's the same Christ in the what? Doing the work of what? Salvation. And the people tested there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto these people? They be almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river. Take it in thine hand and go." That same rod that opened what? The Red Sea. "Take it and go." Verse 6. "And behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Amen. Now, turn to 1 Corinthians 10:1-4. Always, you see, when you are doing your Bible studies, like Exodus 17 that we have read, you write against that place, 1 Corinthians 10:1-4. And then in Corinthians also, you write the same, Exodus 17:3-6. Just for you, you see, anytime you open your Bible, you can just what? It will be easy for you to what? Compare scriptures, you see. Let's read now. "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant." Oh, ignorance is what? It's a disease. Amen. Amen. Ignorance is what? It's a disease. And the Lord said he doesn't want us to be what? Ignorant. Amen. That's why he brought what? The prophet to us. "How that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea," verse 2, "and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud in the sea, and did eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them." That rock was Christ. Amen. You see it? That rock was what? Christ. The fountain of life. Right from what? It is the same. One person. Praise God. And this rock, or Christ, led them. He guided them. Till they went to what? Till they got into what? The promised land. When they got there, there were what? All the Hittites, the Amalekites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Jebusites, all the Ites. And they looked like what? A giants. Like what? The elders came with their evil report. "We were like what? Grasshoppers." Oh, my brother, my sister, we are not grasshoppers.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not grasshoppers. We are the children of God.
Amen.
And no matter how how big the enemy looks, how great the enemy looks, how serious the sickness is. We don't look at it. Amen. Amen. Just like David, just what?
Amen.
Was able to defeat what? Goliath.
Amen.
Praise God. They defeated them all.
Amen.
They defeated them all. And there is a scripture for it. Let's look at it. At Psalm 44:3. And you see the right hand there again.
Amen.
You see the right hand there again.
Amen.
Christ Jesus being the rock that followed them. You see, they were able to defeat all these enemies.
Amen.
Now let's read. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But the right hand, oh hallelujah, but thy right hand and thine arm, amen. See, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast what? A favor unto them, amen. Not by their own sword, not by their own strength, praise the Lord. But by what? The right hand of God.
Amen.
When Moses has when Joshua had crossed the Jordan,
amen.
Who was standing there?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Who was standing there?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. The captain of the Lord host.
Hallelujah.
And Joshua asked, are you for us or you are for the enemies? Say, I am sent
Amen.
Down.
Amen.
Oh, to come and lead in the battle.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And look at the walls of Jericho. As the prophet said, the width can what? Take what? 7 chariots. Very mighty what? Walls. But what happened? Did they use any sword?
No.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, just
Amen.
Go around
hallelujah.
The city.
Amen.
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 Just go. First day, one round. Second day, another round. Third day, another round. Till the sixth, one round. Then on the seventh day,
Amen.
7 times.
Amen.
And after that, just a shout.
Amen.
A shout.
Amen.
A shout!
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the blowing of what?
Amen.
The trumpet.
Amen.
The whole walls of Jericho had to fall.
Amen.
Amen. He's the same. The God of Joshua is here tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
His right hand.
Amen.
Christ Jesus. He's the one. Amen. For they got the land in possession not by their own sword. Neither did their own arms save them. But the right hand
Amen.
And thine arm did what? Did the victory.
Amen.
Oh, my brother. So what is the right hand of God? When we say Jesus was what? Standing on the right hand of God. He is the right hand of God.
Amen.
And that is the only part that has been declared for us to know who God is. That's the only part of God that we can see as Christ Jesus. Gone back to where he came from. Amen. Even saw the glory of God. Hallelujah. And when we started, we read a number of what? Scriptures that God was telling the people, look, I am one God.
Amen.
There is no one else.
Amen.
There is no one beside me.
Amen.
There is no other God beside me. Amen. There is no Savior beside me. It's only one God. Amen. Amen. I have tonight. I forgot. I should have given my pen drive to Paul to just show us some images of what Trinity. You can't believe it. One of the images that is in Perugia, Italy, one of the historic cities in Italy. In fact, that was where I had my, they had a very big teaching hospital there. That was where I had my operation, Perugia, one of the historic cities in Italy. Perugia, their cathedral, they have what? The face of that Trinity. And when you see it, I have the, it's on my pen drive. I will still show it. Huh? One face looks like this. Another face looks like this. And another face looks like this. On one head. Hideous! How do you imagine God this way? Oh! One face here, one face here, another face here. What about the back? I will show it. Ah, my brother. Another one, you see three people seated. The one in the middle has an eye on the chest here. And then the one on the right has a lamp on the chest. That's the lamp of God. That's Jesus. And then the left has what? A dove. That's the Holy Ghost. Image of our Trinity. Another one, you see two people seated, and then the dove in their middle. Trinity. Another one, you see three people seated on a table, and all of them have made like this. Hey, I have all of them. I will show it to them. Now, it shows that there is no revelation. Amen. Amen. It shows that there is no what revelation of what Trinity is. Amen. Because if there is true revelation of Trinity, they would have only one common word, image, showing what? This is Trinity. No one has what? Everybody will sit down and after eating some very heavy supper, then he will see Trinity and then he bring it. This is the Trinity. God doesn't speak to what? People like that. Why is it different? Different image, different image, different image, different image. And all these images, they are in the churches in Italy. Praise the Lord. Is Trinity alive? If it is alive, you must have what? If it is true, there must be one true picture of what? Trinity. Which would have been revealed to someone. But there isn't. And everybody is bringing what? Different kinds of what? Images. Very hideous ones. Oh my. Praise the Lord. We have one God. Amen. And no one has seen God. Amen. So we cannot what? Draw an image of God. Amen. But we can draw the image of Christ. Because someone had a revelation of how Christ looked like. That's the Hoffman picture. Amen. Of the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And how it fits into the very when the seven angels visited the prophet and they were going back. The what? The cloud that they shone up there. Amen. 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 When that cloud, the picture was brought to what? To the prophet. He was looking at this way. And the voice said, turn it clockwise.
Amen.
And he turned it clockwise like this. And it fits.
Amen.
You see the face of what? Someone.
Amen.
And that revelation that Hoffman had about the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you put it inside,
Amen.
It fits exactly.
Amen.
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 That is a true revelation.
Amen.
So, brethren, the Godhead, we have what? Only one God.
Amen.
If you have questions, bring them. We will see to these questions.
Amen.
Now tonight, let's read something from the prophet as we prepare ourselves for prayer.
Amen.
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 Or if someone has any question right now, we can what? Just make a provision for it.
Amen.
And answer it. Amen. So we started with what? Scriptures telling us that there is only one God.
Amen.
There is no other God.
Amen.
Then we talked about these things that they've been using, that let us, because God was talking to what? The Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ. We have been able to disprove that by the word of God. And then the question of what? Father and Son relationship. Amen. Jesus Christ always praying to the Father. Father, Father, Father. Now we saw why Jesus, we were able to know between this word, relationship, Father and Son. Amen. When Jesus said, no one knows who the Father is. And that day when Philip asked him, now it sufficeth us. Show us the Father. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus answered. And one another time Jesus said, always I've been telling you that ask and I'll plead the Father to give it unto you.
Amen.
Whilst he was on earth here. He said, all these things I've been speaking to you in what? In Proverbs. But a day will come, I will speak to you and show you clearly who the Father is.
Amen.
And that day I will not say, pray and I will ask the Father to give it to you. But in my name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
In my name.
Amen.
The name of what? The Almighty God is what? Amen. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. And today, what they have been saying again, that Jesus was standing on the right-hand side of God, it has been what? Proven.
Amen.
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 The right-hand side of God itself is what? It's Christ.
Amen.
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 And that is what? The only part of God that we can behold with our eyes,
Amen.
Can touch.
Amen.
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 And he came to declare who God is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, he's here. Praise the Lord. Now let's listen to the prophet here as we take our requests before the Lord.
Amen.
But now, brother, there is no healing can take place unless God calls for it himself. Amen.
Amen.
There is no healing unless God calls for it himself.
Amen.
And he said, I am the Lord.
Amen.
That healeth all thy diseases.
Amen.
Oh, I am the Lord. That healeth thee. I am the Lord. Your healer.
Hallelujah.
I send my word.
Amen.
And I heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Amen.
He's here tonight.
Amen.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen.
I am the Lord, your healer. I send my word and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, praise the Lord. He said it can only be through God. The best of doctors take their own medicine and die.
Amen.
Best doctors, they take their own medicine and they die.
Amen.
That's true, the prophet said.
Amen.
He said, here not long ago, I see where a Christian Science woman was trusting God for her child in California. It died. And from Maine to California, the papers threw it out. Divine healing or fanatism. Baby dies without medical treatment. You see? You understand what the prophet was saying? A woman that was trusting in the Lord that his child will be healed. And the child died. And he said they blasted the whole thing. In what? In the papers. From Maine to California. Maine is in what? The eastern state. The easternmost part of the USA. And California in what? In the west. That means from east to west, they blasted the whole thing in the papers. That divine healing, all fanatism. Baby dies without what? Medical treatment. And at that same time, that was passing over the nation, the doctors lost at least 10,000 cases. But that one, they won't brand medical science as what? Fanatism. See? Just one divine, somebody who was trying, who believed in God for his child. Well, God took the child away. They blessed the whole thing. The prophet was saying that. At that same time, the whole of US, you can get about 10,000 people who died through what? The medical what?
Amen.
But what? That one was not what? Mentioned. Amen. Amen. We have a God. That's our healer. And he was saying that, the prophet said something which is quite interesting here. He said, if I could go to the graveyard tonight, and said, all you died under medical treatment, stand up. And all you died under trusting the Lord, stand up. He said, weigh it in the balance, you see.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, we have a healer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see those who died through medical what? They are more than what? Those who believed in God.
Amen.
But he said, I am not against medical attention. Praise the Lord. But he said, anyone who will say that I'm a healer, he said, that person is a quack. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody who says, I can heal, he's a quack.
Amen.
That's what the proverb is saying. It is God that heals.
Amen.
And that God is here.
Amen.
Tonight, the request that we have, we believe that the Lord has. The musicians, please come.
Amen.
We have only about 20 minutes to pray. Oh, praise the Lord. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
Do you all believe in that? That is only one God.
Amen.
All over us.
Amen.
Now, Jesus, as your question answered, God bless you. We shall come to another teaching. We have many teachings. The things that we believe, we are going to what? Hit them one after the other.
Amen.
For especially for you that have come in, you need all this so that you can be able to express to people that this is what I believe. That's the purpose why all these rehearsal for us to what? Know our scriptures again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord has truly spoken, and myself, I'm blessed tonight.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your request tonight, he's here. The greater than Jonah is here. The greater than Solomon is here. He's here tonight. He's here to listen to you. Ah, Brother Maxwell, that every time we come here, But still my requests have not yet been, I've not yet received it. Keep on asking. Keep on asking. That is what the Lord wants to see from you. Keep on. Stay there. Don't move. Stay there. And He will come to you. He will come to you. It may be tonight. And even believe that tonight is my turn. Tonight He will come my way. Just believe that. Your documents matter. Believe it. Amen. Your Amen. Job matter. Believe it.
Amen.
Whatever be your request,
Amen.
Believe it. Believe that tonight is my turn. Tonight I'm receiving my own. Tonight I'm like the blind Bartimaeus. I am like the blind, but I'm like blind Bartimaeus tonight. That there were what? Many people.
Amen.
There were many people. They were sick. There were many people. Yet, He heard only one voice. He heard only one voice. He heard only one voice. The voice of blind Bartimaeus. Tonight he will hear only your voice.
Trust him.
He will hear only your voice.
Lord,
oh yes. It has to take your faith. It has to take trusting only in the Lord. It has to take your trust in Him. It has to take your faith in Him. It has to take that you believe that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believe in that. He faileth not.
I will.
Believe in that He faileth not.
Believe I can. I will. I do believe.
I can.
I will. I do.
Utterances, He has already known it, but speak to Him. Tell Him now. Tell Him. Tell Him. Tell Him. The Lord, tonight, oh, I believe that I am like blind Bartimaeus. I'm like the woman with the blood issue. I come believing and trusting like the woman with the blood issue. Holding the helm of your dress. Oh, I've come believing. And Lord, I'll never go back. I believe I will not go back, Lord, without my answer. I believe, Lord, that I wouldn't go back. I'm not going back. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Just like Jacob, he said, I will not leave you until you have blessed me. Until you have blessed me, I'm not going to leave you. And God changed his name. He blessed him. He blessed him. Be in that same spirit tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. Your children, Lord, tonight. They come with their request, Lord. Oh, many are still looking, but they believe. They said they will never move away. Just like Jacob stood his ground. He said, unless you bless me, I am not going to leave you. Oh, we are here tonight like Jacob. Lord, we are wrestling with you. We are wrestling with you to receive, Lord, our answer. Change the situation. You change the situation of Jacob. You are the God of Jacob tonight. The God of Jacob tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's listen to something here, what the prophet said here. He said, and when the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is here to inspire you, remember, God will make your body come into your confession. The Lord will make your body come into your confession. He will make your prayer come into your own confession. And listen to what the prophet said here. He said, if you are a drunkard and want a drink, he said, you will get one. If you are a sinner and you want to sin, you will be right into it. But if you say you are a Christian and believe it all, God will bring your testimony and he will bring it right into it. If you believe in healing and believe that God has healed you, God, just confess it. Amen. And so your request, if you believe that you have received it, just confess it. Amen. And God will make your body obey your confession. For he is the high priest of your confession, sitting at the right hand of the Father, and now with his own blood, to make intercessions for us, any that confession upon anything that he died for. He died for our sins. He was wounded for our transgressions. And with his stripes, we are healed. Remember that by faith. Don't waver. Stand on it. Stand on it, your request tonight. Don't waver. Don't allow any doubts to come in. Believe. And he said he will bring your prayer, your request. He will confirm it. He will confirm it. Tonight, if only you believe that there was someone called Blind Bartimaeus, that amongst the crowd, among the voices, Jesus heard only one voice. say, Lord, tonight, that's my voice. If you believe that Jacob wrestled with the Lord, said, until you bless me, I'm not going to leave you. Stay there. Stay on your request. Tonight, stay. Stay from here back to your closet. Stay on it. Don't leave it. Stay on it, my brother. Stay on it, my sister. Keep knocking. He will bring your confession right into what? Into your prayers. And you receive what you are looking for. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we believe even this hour that our brother Aurel, the mother, is healed. In Jesus' name. Because we remember that day when you went to Peter's house and his mother-in-law was sick. You touched her and she stood up to minister upon you. We believe the Lord. Our sister Lily, the father, is healed in Jesus' name because we have spoken the word. Just like the centurion asks you, speak the word, and I believe my servant will be healed. That's what we believe tonight. We have sent forth the word of healing. Can we believe that he's healed? We've claimed that in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, O God, for tonight that you've come revealing yourself to us, the right hand of God. Sitting at the right hand of the Father and making intercessions for us. Amen. We say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands. Amen. And the family. Lord, be with him. Amen. Strengthen him. Amen. Grant him the courage. Grant him the wisdom, the leadership to keep your flocks together. All the officers in the house here, from deacons, song leaders, musicians, bless them, Lord Jesus. Our wives, bless them, Lord. Our children, bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Spirit always sweep over us, Lord. Amen. Creating that atmosphere where you, God, can come in. Just as you were doing in the Garden of Eden. Lord, let the inspiration of the Holy Spirit continue to remain in your church, Lord. Whereby, O Lord, we speak and it comes to life. We thank you, Lord Jesus. As Lord we live, let's carry, O Lord, this faith along to even in our closest, Lord. Grant us many mercies, Lord. Even as Lord Jesus, we want to remember the coming Friday, the youth meeting into your hands. The Lord Jesus, oh, how we look unto you, Lord. For our children, Lord Jesus, to grow in your presence, Lord. To be like you, O Lord. Father, open their minds, their thoughts. Arrest them, Lord Jesus. We are living in a time of evil. This is an evil time that we are living in. Laodicea, the people's right. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, We pray the Lord, our youth. The Holy Spirit, O Lord Jesus, will fix their choices, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus. We commit Friday, Lord, into your hands as Pastor comes and takes them over. Father, let something be said that will forever, Lord, be an indelible mark, O Lord, upon their hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God richly bless you. Sorry we are late. We are late for 5 minutes. But it's good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. It's always good to be in the house of God. I know some would like to run to take their buses. God will make the bus to be late so that you meet it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's seek him first. And all things shall be added. Just a short chorus. Let's just see.
Eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you, I want to see
you. Keep on praying, continue to stand by faith.
Open the eyes of my heart,
Lord, he's always true, he's always faithful.
Open
Amen.
The eyes of my heart.
Let testimony.
I want to see you.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
I want to see you. To see you high. You're shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 oh, we cry, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy. Oh, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.